Welcome, everybody. This is the High Society at the Whip. My name is Watcher. I have Goose, K-Pop, Squirrel, and Thor with me. Most of them are my roommates, with the exception of Goose, who's a pseudo-roommate.
I just show up.
and exist. But yeah, so this is the High Society at the Whip. We've got three strains planned for you guys tonight. The first one being... Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scout cookies is probably one of the most common out in this area of where we live. Then we've got Dusty Roads, which didn't actually have a name, and I just kind of gave it that name because it's dry and dusty. And then last but not least, we have LA Confidential, which has some crazy secret healing powers, which I'll talk about later on in the podcast. We also have a little science corner by K-Pop planned for you guys later on in the show. And at the very end of the episode, we'll talk about the strain of the week. But other than that, this is just going to be normal conversation between a bunch of people. Nothing crazy. We're not going to talk about current events that are going on because we want to, you know, focus on fun, good conversation.
Relax a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Take some time to kind of ignore the outside world and focus on what's going on inside with all of us. One of the first things I want to talk about is video games, because we've all been playing a lot of different video games lately. Namely, one of the biggest ones that just came out recently is... help me with the name, because I can't remember right now, because I'm already a little stoned.
Animal Crossing.
Thank you. Yeah, Animal Crossing. Yeah, so we were originally going to start the episode out completely sober. But yeah, it's a huge franchise, too. We were going to start off the episode sober, but I mean, it's 420, so we couldn't just not celebrate all day while we were... ready to record this podcast.
Smoking all day.
Yeah. So this one's going to be a little bit different than the rest of the episodes, where we're all kind of a little baked, except for Goose, because Goose just got back from work.
I'm working on it.
Because she said work twice.
Yeah, so tell me a bit about what's going on in Animal Crossing, because I haven't played Animal Crossing at all.
Well, it's pretty great. Right now, I'm trying to excise like 90% of the villagers from my town because they're ugly and I hate them. So I'm spending a lot of my time not talking to any of them and fencing them into their homes so they can't talk to anyone else.
So you're just secluding them from everybody.
Yeah, that's how you make them leave, apparently. You just make them real sad and lonely. It's actually pretty traumatic on my end, too. I'm not kidding.
You're like your own villain of your own story.
But you gotta do what you gotta do. I'm not letting Harry the hippo stay in there. Get your weird mustache off your hippopotamus face, sir.
Yeah, from my understanding, you recently got a rare character to
show.
Yeah,
I got Judy. She's like this pastel blue and pink bear. I like Judy. She's a homie.
Yeah, that's good. Goose has been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. Goose, what's been going on in your Animal Crossing world?
I just started probably like 2 days ago. So I'm really just starting the framework of my town in general. I'm obsessed, though. I can't stop. I just need my town to thrive, and I need everyone to be happy.
For context, she is currently playing Animal Crossing as we're recording this podcast.
I am. I'm building a sweet fence around my property.
I like that you said framework. Our vocabulary words in. I thought you were going to say infrastructure somewhere in there, too.
Tell me about your infrastructure. Alright, now, so they've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. I haven't been playing Animal Crossing at all. I actually recently started playing Octopath Traveler for the first time, which is a lot of fun.
Great game.
So far, it's interesting. I haven't really paid attention too much to the story. I'm still...
It's pretty irrelevant, to be honest with you. Which path did you pick first?
The path with the girl with the bow.
Oh, okay. That's what I did my first time.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, you know me. I'm a big fan of archery. So anytime I get to play a character that has a bow, I'm like, yes, I'm going to play that character immediately.
That's the best.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Thor and Squirrel, why don't you guys tell me about some video games you guys have been playing lately? Because you guys have been playing video games a lot.
Yeah, I've been replaying Jak and Daxter a lot lately.
Ooh, how's that been going?
I love that game so much. It's real good to just burn through and 100%, and I don't know, I have nice nostalgic feelings about it, and it's been a few years, so I wanted something to just, like, poke at while I was super stoned before I went to bed. So I'm, like, already halfway through it.
Wow. There you go, there you go. Awesome, awesome. What about you, Squirrel?
Oh, I've recently started playing Dark Souls again.
Ooh, so you like to torture yourself?
What? playing Pyromancer for the first time.
Ooh, what's that like?
It's not the knight. I usually just stick with the knight, because I'm a noob, but I'm trying to pinch her out, and it's going not as well as I hoped. But it's progress.
I mean, that's kind of that game, though, right? Like, kind no matter of, what.
Yes.
I mean, even when you first started out, I'm sure it was crazy to try and... Which one are you playing? The first one?
Yes, first one remastered.
So what happens in the first one? Because I only ever really played Dark Souls 2, because I think that's the one where you kill a boss, like, immediately, right? Or is that Dark Souls 1?
This is the tutorial boss. It's the dungeon...
I'm drawing your face.
Something. I'm not the person to ask Dark Souls lore about. Okay. I just like the games.
So
the lore is deep and confusing, but it's rewarding if you look into it.
That's fair. I never looked into the lore. So yeah, I've only played Dark Souls 1 briefly, and that was trying to kill that boss right away, and I just I could do it, I just didn't do it.
No.
Actually, my buddy Eric had told me the secret to beating the boss, which was like going up some tower and jumping off of the tower.
And just big, like horns and a giant axe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a castle wall.
Yeah, exactly. And then
archers atop it are always a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know that many details, honestly. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, but yeah, and it was so difficult that I was just like, maybe not for me.
That's difficult. Could have missed some of the later bosses.
Yeah? Oh, I bet they're even more terrifying.
It's fun. It's a good time.
I haven't gotten very far in Octopath Traveler. I've been trying to get past it, but I got so focused on rewatching Full Metal Alchemist, so that's kind of spent... Or I've kind of spent most of my time doing that.
I recently just started that.
Yeah, I just finished it today. I had apparently never finished it before.
Circle of life.
Because I had finished, I'd finished the original series, but I had apparently never finished Brotherhood before. And so, like, it got to a certain point, and then I realized, I was like, oh shit. This was where it cut off on Netflix last time, because it was just only 4 seasons instead of the 5th season. And then once it got to the 5th season, I was like, this is all new to me. This is amazing.
I wish that I could go back and just watch that for the first time again. It's so good.
It's amazing. It's such an amazing journey. I'm very excited for you to experience that journey. Did you start with the original series, or did you start just straight with Brotherhood?
Not with Brotherhood. I started with the original.
Original? That's the way to go. I
tried starting it once before with Brotherhood, and I didn't understand what's happened the first episode, so I couldn't get into it, and I just stopped watching.
Yeah. That's exactly why you gotta start with the first, the original series, because... They kind of just brief over all the stuff that happened in the original series that was canon, because with the original series, they were kind of writing it as the manga was coming out. And then they kind of caught up to the manga, and they were like, well, shit, we gotta make up our own stuff to try and give the manga some time to come out so we can kind of match up with them. Then they came up with their own ending, and it was just crazy.
And then Brotherhood.
And then Brotherhood. Was that was when they were like, oh, now the series is finally done, so we can actually remake it in its entirety. And then they remade it, but kind of skipped all the stuff that happened in the original series, because they're like, everyone should watch the original series first. So
is it like still canon, or?
Oh yeah, it's still canon, but at some point it divulges away from what the original story was going for.
Okay.
So
they're just doing other things.
Yeah,
like that
pretty
still
much.
Happened in the past, but now they're doing something.
Pretty much, it's just a lot of filler that they added in more than anything, and they kind of changed the outcomes of stuff. But yeah, you'll see once you get to Brotherhood and watch all of Brotherhood. That'll be a lot of fun.
I'm excited.
A lot of things are also happening in the wrestling world lately. K-pop. Tell me what's the most exciting thing that's happening in the wrestling world right now?
Okay. So, normally I don't give a shit about WWE because they're terrible monsters and I hate them. But they gave my girl Tamina a title match for the first time. I believe it's her first singles title match ever against Bayley. Ooh. And you know Tamina's winning.
Do I? Why is Tamina winning?
Have you seen her? She is the most powerful woman who has ever existed on the face of the planet Earth.
Really?
Yes.
Well, why do you say that?
She has the strongest kick of all time. She can do the Superfly Splash at you.
The what?
They call her the Monolithic Mute because when she talks, it's so intimidating that everyone else around her will just instantly die of intimidation.
Really?
Tamina is the greatest wrestler of all time. Buy Tamina merch.
I don't think I could call her the best wrestler of all time. I don't even think I could call her the best wrestler of now.
Coward.
I'm just being honest. WWE recently released like 35 plus people, right?
Yeah, they felt like they didn't want to have employees no more.
Pretty much.
Vince said goodbye.
Yeah, Vince was just like, yeah, you know, I'm just gonna start releasing people. A lot of them were asking for it a long time ago.
Yo, you know what I heard today about these releases, by the way?
What's up?
Apparently the locker room has rallied behind to try to get one person rehired.
Who's
that? Do you know
who
that one person is?
Who?
Sarah Logan.
What?
Apparently this is a real thing that...
Of all people?
Yeah, of all people.
That just got released?
For those of you who don't follow wrestling, Sarah Logan is, essentially, if you just took a toddler and put them out and told them to get whatever, like, assorted costume pieces they have for a character, and they wind up as, like, I'm Camo Swamp Woman. That's Sarah Logan. She's very bland. I like to call her Blandy McBland Bland. I love when she wrestles because she's so bad, and I always want her to win. That said, why are you rallying behind Sarah Logan, WWE?
Yeah, I'm very confused. Like, don't get me wrong.
I mean, Logang for life, don't get me wrong, but...
I was going to say, I used to follow Sarah Logan before she was even in the WWE when she was, I think she was like Scary Sherry or something like that. Like, she had a weird name like that. Yikes. Scary Sherry is actually from Psych, the show. I couldn't remember what her actual name is, but it's very something along that line. Scary
Sarah.
Something.
Sarah, no.
And she was big in the indies with that name, I guess. And I saw a few of her matches from back then. They were actually a lot better than they were in the WWE.
And then she got to go have a best of seven
yeah.
on Saturday Night Main Event, which is watched by a grand total of zero people.
Yeah.
Against Dana Brooke, in which they didn't get to finish the best of seven because one of them got injured. That is the worst spot you can wind up in. That is when you look around your life and question how you've gotten to the spot you're in.
So I would like to correct your information a little bit there. You said zero people watch Saturday Night's Main Event. At least one person watches Saturday Night's Main Event. Maybe two, because of what culture? Because what culture watches them?
I guess they watch one of those. Then there's one person.
So...
Good job, WWE. Got him.
The total viewership of Saturday Night's Main Event is just whatculture.com. Look them up on YouTube. They're hilarious. And no, I'm not sponsored by them. I'm not sponsored by anybody. I'm just, or we're not sponsored by anybody. We're just a bunch of people getting high. Is it speak for yourself, you say?
Yeah, I'm sponsored by Tesla. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mr. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Just comes down. K-pop, what are you doing on this podcast? I'm sponsoring you. You ain't supposed to be on this podcast, K-pop.
No. Elon Musk went on Joe Rogan's podcast and did a weed. He's fine. He's not gonna give a shit.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right. Did you see his face when he smoked that joint?
Yeah, he tried real hard to
yeah,
be cool.
It was really funny. Yeah, it was clear as day that he had never smoked a day in his life before. Yeah, we're all connoisseurs
of weed. It was a very good hello fellow youths moment.
Pretty much. Oh man. Yeah, we're also going to be, K-Pop and I are going to be watching all of Stardom pretty soon in a separate podcast, which will be a lot of fun as well, because they just released all of their matches on YouTube for free, which is exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. One of the top people in Stardom, Hana Kimura, is on Terrace House, which is the greatest, chillest, most wonderful reality show of all time. And I need to cheer her on.
Yeah.
So we will be doing that.
I haven't watched all of Terrace House, but the bits that I've watched, I've loved. Like, it's so enjoyable. It's so wholesome. And that's,
yeah, that's the best part about
that's
it.
It's like, you guys know I'm not a fan of reality TV because it tends to just be aggressive trash for no reason.
I feel like Terrace House is kind of its own genre, though. It's not like American TV.
Yeah, exactly.
When there's drama, it feels much more like this is a real argument that a human being could have, and not like, wow, these producers went out and found the people with the lowest amount of brain cells they could, huh?
Yeah.
They're all working together, and they're working to better themselves.
There's no, like, muscle-bound idiot named Truck running around.
Was there a muscle-bound idiot named Truck in one of the ones that you
watched? Oh, I'm sure. I can't say I've seen someone specifically named Truck, but there are many Trucks in reality TV.
Yeah. I'll say, wasn't The Miz on reality TV at one point?
Yeah, he was on The Real World.
Oh, man. Oh, so and
John Morrison was on Survivor.
Oh yeah, that was very recent too.
Yep.
So I forgot
he
John
came in
Morrison
eighth
was on
Survivor. On David versus Goliath. Spoilers for a 3-year-old season of
Survivor.
Survivor.
Thor...
I can remember the shows that I'm already talking about. Don't you worry.
Thor's over there just drawing my face in her notebook.
Ooh, you got a good Jake face going on.
So, like, every time I look over, like, every once in a while I'll look over, and then she'll just, like, make a face at me, I wasn't expecting the surprise.
Making a lot of eye contact. With
Watcher.
As he talks about things.
Yeah, one of the things that we've been recently doing with everything going on is we've been watching a bunch of movies and everything like that. Like, we recently, yesterday, watched the first 4 Harry Potter films.
Awesome.
Right?
Yeah, that's very good.
Have you seen Harry Potter before? This squirrel.
I have.
Yeah.
I have seen all of them.
Oh, okay. Wait, did you not see all of them?
Oh no, I have. I'm just surprised he's seen them all.
Oh yeah, that's
very sneakily.
That's fair. They were the devil in your house, weren't they?
My parents did not approve of such things.
Yeah, I kind of missed the part that I wanted to double check because there's this whole thing going around where right when in the fourth film, which we all just watched the fourth film last night, it was so long. But right in the fourth film, there's this part that people have been starting to see that they had never seen before, which was right when all the schools are being introduced, they all have their own little thing that they do as like a big introduction, and then Hogwarts apparently sing their theme song, which is like Hogwarts, Hogwarts, Hoggy Warty Hogwarts, or something like that. And it had some ridiculous lyrics in it. For those of you guys that were watching the full movie yesterday, because like I said, I missed the part where all the schools got introduced. Did they sing that song in this version?
I don't think so.
Why?
I wasn't paying attention.
It's an extremely old version also. Like, we couldn't even get it to play widescreen. It's only playing full screen.
Oh, yeah, because it's like the old DVDs, right?
Yeah.
So that would not be the version to check it on.
Yeah, but that means that it was definitely a deleted scene that they must have just recently added into one of their more recent updates, and I'm kind of surprised that they update that movie very often, because I didn't think that they would continue to update Harry Potter like they do Star Wars or something, you know?
Yeah.
That reminded me, you know what I think is crazy?
What?
The movie Splash was edited in the stream service. Did you see that too?
I saw that, yeah.
I went to rewatch it, and I couldn't even tell what they changed. It was some, like, really minute detail. They just, like, reformatted it for whatever reason on the streaming service, and it was like, the fuck, you uploaded a mermaid movie that you made and I'm like 20, 30 years later you're gonna edit it? Like, why?
It was like the hair over her butt. They didn't want to show the
was it that part?
That's the part. I
oh
saw,
my gosh.
Yeah, I saw the thing on.
Did they make her hair longer so that it covered her butt crack?
Yes.
What a wild thing to do 30 years later. Huh.
That
looks really bad.
And she looks mostly naked through so many parts of that movie.
Yeah.
Specifically the butt in that one scene.
Yep.
So yeah, they recently did that to Lilo and Stitch too, because like in all the older versions, there's this scene where she's running from her sister, and then she runs into Lilo's running from her sister, and then she hops into a dryer, and then the dryer shuts, and you can hear it, and you can see her. She's in like the dryer, and then in the most recent version on Disney Plus, she's like behind a pizza box. Yeah, and it's, and I'm like, yeah, sitting there. I'm
don't
like,
want to be giving kids ideas about hiding in dryers.
Yeah, but it's like 20 years later. That movie came out so long ago, and I'm just like, why change that detail now? Yes.
That's my favorite kind of censorship. I love when shows do that.
We should change this one thing here.
One Piece did that with a lot of stuff.
Did they?
Like, one of the reasons why the American version of One Piece is like really awful is because they couldn't have cigarettes. So everyone with a cigarette just had a lollipop instead.
Oh, jeez.
It was awful.
Yeah, no, I hate when they do that with shows and they just edit out cigarettes. I'm like, listen, I understand why, but at the same time, like it
calm
completely...
down. You think these kids aren't seeing a cigarette anywhere they go?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, cigarettes are, like, commonplace in our society right now. Unfortunately, you know, they're also bad for you, so don't go smoking cigarettes, folks. However, marijuana is a completely different story. marijuana has many healing effects. And as long as you are over 21 years old, you can smoke marijuana recreationally in several states, including the one that we reside in, which I'm not going to say for obvious purposes. You know, we're trying to keep some of our identity invisible.
It's France.
Don't get our weed.
I don't think weed is legal in France. Keep up.
We're in France. Come get us, French police.
Find us. You can't say things like that.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because last year I went to England. Actually, no, that's almost 2 years ago now, because last year, oh no, that was last year. That was definitely last year. Last July I went to England. And it's extremely illegal. Pot is extremely illegal in England, apparently.
Why?
I don't know, but they actually have this thing where their Uber drivers, if they hear anything going on in their Uber about, like, you know, possible meetups or, like, any exchanging of marijuana or anything like that, they are to report to the police. So when me and my buddy went out to go pick up marijuana, we had to go meet one of his buddies in this deep, dark part of town. And, like, before he gets there, or before we even get into the Uber, he calls his boy up, and his boy's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm at work, so you're going to have to meet up with one of my boys, and then, you know, you guys will be good. So I'm sitting there, like, he says that we're going to meet up with one of his boys. I'm like, oh, you know, that's no big deal. You know, that happens. You meet up with random people. But my buddy's reaction was not so excited. He was very, very worried that we were just gonna get mugged. And in England, they don't have like guns or they don't have knives, so they just mug you with acid. So they just take acid and throw it on your face and then mug you that way. So you get disfigured in the process. So I'm like, when he's telling me this, like, as we're going there, I'm like, you know, we don't have to go. We can, it's fine. We don't have to, it's not that big of a deal. He's like, no, we already meet the, we already said, yeah, so we're going. And so we get in the Uber and it's just dead silent, just completely silent the entire way because we can't risk talking about anything in front of the Uber drivers or else they'll call the cops. And yeah, so we're just dead silent, and then we finally get out of the car, and then he's just like trying to get us hyped up in case we get mugged, and we walk to this place. It's this car parking lot in the middle of nowhere, and as we're walking up, he sees this guy that he recognizes that knows him because he watched WrestleMania with him. And the guy comes up, he's like, oh man, are you this person? Because I'm not going to say his name. Are you this guy? He's like, yeah, it's me. Oh man, like, I remember you. You're you know, from wrestling and this, that, and the other thing. And it was like smooth, seamless, not an issue whatsoever. So we got super, super hyped up for nothing. Whereas out here, we just have local pot shops that we can just drive to and buy pot that way. So it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy how vastly different the legality is from different countries, even though we're so close.
Why, though? It's practically harmless. Why?
Yeah, I know. There's this whole thing about, you know, all sorts of other stuff, but we're not going to get into it. But yeah, well, bless you.
Sir, thank you.
It's okay.
Please don't sneeze on the podcast. We're trying to be professional here.
I need you to take this seriously. Yes, we're gonna start over from the beginning. Hi, my name is Watcher. I'm just kidding. We're not gonna do that. There was a part though that K-pop. I called you by your real first name, so I'm gonna have to fix that in editing.
Go ahead and fix that one in post.
Yeah.
Go ahead and solve that riddle.
And
for
I'm gonna
yourself.
Make it very obvious.
For sure. Just
I'm literally just gonna cut out the part where I say your name, and then just go. K-pop, you know, it's very, very obvious as possible, so that way, like,
I mean, honestly, you just recorded yourself doing it.
So that way, viewers are confused until they get to the specific part.
There are viewers.
Hey, listen, yesterday in one day we got 50 likes for the page already with zero episodes out.
And
so.
How are they viewing us, sir?
They're actually going to be able to view us on Spotify or Apple Music or Google Play, wherever you can find podcasts. And I'll talk about why that is and why it's so easily accessible later on in the episode as I make an advertisement. Because I have to record an advertisement. But I'm specifically putting it at the end of the episode, and I will mention where it's going to happen so that way people can just oh, nope, I don't want to listen to the ad and just go. Because you get money based off of the views on your podcast. I don't even have to listen to the specific ads.
I assume this part's getting cut, right?
Probably not. Why?
Oh my god, really? Oh, we're just putting anything in here, huh?
Yeah, we're it's
oh my god.
Literally just full on conversation, like, whatever happens.
I was just going to explain a joke earlier, but.
Oh,
I figured.
Go on. Go
well,
on.
Well, now it's.
Now you have to. You have to. That'll give me some time to take hit some hits of this bowl.
Well, now the pressure's on.
Yes.
No, the pressure's fine.
I forget what my point was. See, this is why you don't put the pressure on me.
Under pressure.
This is why immediately after we knew that this wasn't being cut, that's when I should have not said anything. My mistake was continuing to talk.
And you're still going.
Yeah.
You're still going.
It's going.
You're still going. You're still going hard, too. Like, you're doubling down and, like, oof.
Putting that thing down, flipping it in the room.
Put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Let me work it, right? That's how that song goes.
If you're looking for a chance to take a hit, I could science some corners.
Oh, all right. So I'm going to take a brief break while K-pop over here goes through a segment that we're going to try out called K-pop Science Corner. Yes, we're trying it out in the very first episode, so if it doesn't go well, it's done. That's the great thing about this. So, K-pop, why don't you talk about your science?
Oh gosh! Sorry. For all you podcast viewers at home,
Watcher
turned the microphone and in turn knocked
Watcher.
Over...
Watcher Goose? Watcher, please call me by my name, Watcher.
just edit and post. You put one on me, I'm putting one on you, Buckaroo.
This episode's not coming out until like 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, Ooh.
So tell me about your K-pop science.
Oh, corner. I'm getting to it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Hello, my name is K-pop. I love science. This is my corner. Today's science article is 10 Rules for Eating Out of the Garbage. I found it on pauldavidson.net, and it was written in 2006. I will not read any of the article other than the list. I feel like that will generate the most discussion.
Can you talk about, like, what the article said?
What?
Can you give a brief summary of what the article's like, or just straight to the list?
No, we're just going straight to the list. Okay. I've got another 10 damn rules to eat out of the garbage. That's the science part.
Okay, right
no
to the
No one
point.
Cares what Paul Davidson thinks. You only care about his damn list. Okay, rule number one. You may eat anything that is on the top layer of the garbage.
What do you mean by anything that's on the top
layer of the garbage? So if you look at it and it's not covered by anything else...
It's fair game?
Fair game, you can eat that.
I don't know how I feel about that one. That
then you're going to like some of the rest of these rules much less.
Just a little bit, because I mean, K-pop, I don't know if you know this, I've never eaten out of the garbage, so I don't know
that's
what it's like.
That's probably a good call. You may not retrieve any protein from the garbage unless it has been previously wrapped in plastic wrap or is sandwiched in between a bun of some kind.
Oh.
Now, I have some quarrels with this one myself.
Please, go on.
Well, like, if you just, like, are like, man, I cooked this hamburger, but man, I really don't want a hamburger. I'm just going to place this entire hamburger in the garbage. And then I'm like... Okay, I better dump out this day-old oatmeal on top of this hamburger. I think that it's not okay to eat the fucking burger, even though it's sandwiched between two pieces of bread.
Yeah, you know, I think that's fair.
This is purely scientific point of view.
Yeah, yeah, clearly, definitely a sciencey. What's the next one on the list there?
Packages of cookies, pre-wrapped candies, and boxes of crackers can always be consumed no matter how far down in the garbage they have been placed, thanks to their outer protective structures.
Ooh, I don't know how I feel about that one either.
So this means that if you just, like, if you get your Oreos and you accidentally throw them out and then dump, like, a whole gallon tub of tomato soup on top of them and leave it for a couple days, those cookies are still fine. That's what this science article says, and I trust it.
I mean...
It's in a protective layer.
It really depends on how desperately I need them.
Cookies are very
okay,
important.
How desperate do you need to be to go through that tomato soup to get to the cookies?
Well, I mean, I'm going to, you know, clean the tomato soup off of the cookie package, and then I'm going to open the cookie package. I'm going to see what the cookies look like. If there's tomato soup on the cookies, I will not eat them. But
what if it is on some of the cookies, but not all of them?
Oh, that's a tough one.
This is really the character-defining question here.
Oh, no.
There are right and wrong answers to this.
I mean,
like,
I can't be held accountable for my actions.
I could just imagine that thought process. Like, oh, man, I forgot. I threw away cookies yesterday. Like, oh, I should... Oh, fuck. They're covered in tomato sauce. Well, I'm just gonna open up this little package here, and then, boom, goes the dynamite. K-pop. What's the what's the next one?
If you need any kind of utensil to retrieve the food from the garbage, you may not retrieve it and can't consume it. You need a spork to get that corn out of the garbage. You can't get it.
I don't like that one.
You need a knife to get the. I don't know what a knife would be particularly helpful with, but if you need a knife to get it out of the trash, nuh-uh.
You know, I used to work at Old Sturbridge Village, and back in the day, they actually used to use the knife as, like, what we currently use the fork. So they would just, like, shovel food into their mouth with the knife, and it was so weird, because, like,
oh, you don't do knife now. Mouth?
No,
oh,
I don't.
I do knife mouth.
I feel like OSHA should probably get on this. Well,
See, listen, doing it at Old Serpent Village is very interesting, but that's besides the point. What's the next point here on this list?
You may never eat any food out of the garbage whose name happens to rhyme with mottage cheese.
I think that can only mean one thing, and that's cottage cheese.
Correct. You can't eat cottage cheese out of the fucking trash.
So why not just
say that?
Yeah.
They wanted their damn... That is the most boring one. If that is there by itself, they needed to spice it up. I think this guy was adding some artistry to this article.
Ooh, some artistic
value. This is his art.
Flair.
His trash food art.
Alright, what are your views on that one, K-pop?
Cottage cheese is gross all the time. If it's in the trash, that's where it belongs anyway. You may not free it. It will not come out.
You know, it's fair. I actually had a friend who used to eat cottage cheese for dinner, and I was
shocked. And they were wrong to do so.
Yeah, I agree.
They did bad.
I agree.
And where are they now?
Still working out all the time and playing video games all the time.
Yeah, that
wasn't
so bad.
Yeah. No. Yeah, he was a personal trainer.
No.
Anyway, what's next on the list? How many more are there, by the way?
Oh, that's halfway. We're at five.
Oh, we're halfway there.
You may eat the fillings inside of foods that you previously weren't allowed to eat. For example, you may not eat a chicken breast out of the garbage, as referenced to number two, but you may eat fillings inside of a chicken breast, i.e. chicken cordon bleu, if you so desire. What? Now, here, me and Paul Davidson have some differing views on this one.
Yeah, I'd like to, I'm very interested in what those differences and opinions are.
I feel like that's the worst thing you could eat. Here, this chicken isn't okay. Let me pull out the things inside of this chicken to eat? What?
It still would have touched the chicken. It still would have had salmonella.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's just talking about raw stuff?
No, so no. No, this is cooked.
Okay. Yeah, but even so, like...
Botulism.
The bubonic plague.
Whatever could get its slimy paws on that slimy chicken. What's next?
Don't ever say that! We can't just slide by you saying that one!
Let's get to the next one. Number six here, right?
This is number seven.
Oh, number seven, okay.
If you plan on retrieving and consuming a food item from the garbage, and someone else in your household sees you eating said food and wants some, you must come clean and announce that food had previously been thrown away in the garbage.
Oh, wait, so in every other scenario, this is just, like, you're being completely skeevy about it, just, like, not telling anybody
else? Yeah, this situation is, you're still being skeevy, but someone, like, say you're getting those Oreos out from the tomato soup, and Goose is being a hooligan with those Oreos, and then you come in, and you're like, hey, Goose, I would like some delicious chocolate cookies, and then she would have to say, Watcher, I got these from the trash from a tomato soup pool.
I would absolutely tell you that.
I feel like that's like one, that's actually a good rule. Yeah,
I feel like so far that's the most reasonable of the rules.
Yeah, I feel like the next one you're going to agree with too.
Okay.
You may never eat sushi out of the garbage. Good rule.
I think that's a good rule. I mean, I'm allergic to sushi, so...
Then don't eat sushi out of garbage. You're following the rule.
Yep.
You're already following rule number eight. Rule number nine. If said kitchen garbage has been packed up and moved to the outside industrial-sized garbage pails, you may only go into that closed bag if it is indeed closed and is one of the top two bags in the industrial-sized garbage pail. If it is below the top layer, you may not go into the bag to retrieve said food items.
That's so specific.
Well, they got... Sometimes, look. Okay, sometimes you're eating your souffle, right? It's a good souffle. But then you're like, man, I don't want this souffle anymore. So you put it in the trash. Then a couple days later, you're outside by the pool and you're thinking, man, I'm really hungry for some souffle. But it's in the outside medium-sized industrial trash cans now.
Can I eat it?
So then you have to count which layer it's in.
And, like, the more layers, the less able you're...
Basically, you can only grab one of the top two bags.
Ooh.
So if it's down, if it's bag number three, you're not getting your trash souffle. But if it's the first bag on there, you're allowed to eat that sucker.
Oh, man, I'm getting...
Oh.
I'm getting more and more nauseous by the second. What do we got? Two more?
This is the last one.
Last one. Final one. All right.
Rule number 10, the golden rule, as some may say. If you can't recognize what the food item is, you may not eat it out of the garbage.
That's a good rule.
I feel like that's a good rule in any situation.
Yeah, if you don't know what it is, you probably should not eat it.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
K-pop.
I'm sorry. K-pop? I need to K-pop. Go ahead and just say another K-pop real quick so I can edit that in easily.
Yep, get like right up to the mic and say K-pop.
K-pop.
Perfect.
Thank you.
There's going to be all sorts of weird edits in this thing.
It's fine. That's going to add to the charm.
Yeah. I'm going to continue it on as it's going, but then just edit that over the period where the names are said. Because I think that'll just be hilarious, and then I'll use those for all future episodes. Because it's bound to happen more times, right?
Yeah, I mean, so far three of us have made an oopsie.
Yeah, it's you, K-pop watcher, and Thor have all made oopsies.
Anyway, that was my science corner. I hope you learned a science.
That was a very interesting science corner here. I'm going to turn this a little bit. Sorry.
Paul Davidson knew what was going on in 2000. Oh, thank you.
When was that?
2006.
2006. Woo.
This is why everyone in America now eats trash out of a trash can because of Paul Davidson's work here.
I don't... It's okay because there's rules.
There's very specific rules.
You know, I don't think I've ever eaten trash out of a trash can. And I don't think I'm more likely to eat trash out of a trash can. In fact, I think I'm far less likely after hearing that.
For me, it's more like, okay, I don't understand why someone would be like, man, I have 9 bags in this trash can outside. I have a lot of trash out here. I was able to buy a lot of food this week and eat all of this food, and now there's this trash. But the specific food I want is in bag 5 in the pile. Can I get it? I don't know. I want to know who the recommended audience of this scientific article is, and hopefully I've reached some of them here.
Yeah, I'm very, very intrigued to see what our viewers say. Future, past, and present.
Yeah, I can't wait for them to do the podcast.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna be very interesting. Oh, man, this is such a great first episode to join on. Oh, man, you know, one of the our favorite podcasts that we, a lot of us watch all the time is Bim Bam, and that's kind of where I got, a little bit where I got this idea of just talking about random stuff, because that's basically what they do on Bim Bam. Like, they spent 15 minutes in one episode talking about standing power as they were all standing instead of sitting in their chairs.
Don't need a good topic. As long as you've got the bonds of friendship to tie you together.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what this is all about. If you guys have viewed the page, you guys have seen pot is better if you share it. I mean, or marijuana is better when you share it. So sharing is caring. So there's all sorts of stuff. Oh, one of the things that I forgot to talk about so far was Dungeons and Dragons. You guys can probably hear me slurring my words a little bit as I'm on the second bowl here. When we're getting close to the end, and I still haven't finished that second bowl. And you know, I've got a joint waiting for the end all be all, as well as, you know, I'm gonna sprinkle some keef on here. So I want to talk about Dungeons and Dragons a little bit, because we've all been playing Dungeons and Dragons a lot lately. I mean, not very recently, but we just just started a campaign with me a few weeks back, actually over a month back now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's still in school.
Yeah. So give me some of your good adventure stories from that Dungeons and Dragons game that you can remember, because it has been a while.
Well,
remembering is a hard thing right now.
Yeah, remembering is a challenge. I will say one time we went into this horrible mansion of doom, and then we found a monster woman in the fetal position who wouldn't talk to us. So then I chose to speak to her telepathically, and I did threaten her life, but only because she wouldn't tell me what was going on. And then my good friends and teammates decided that it would be a really good idea to side with the demon monster instead of me, and then it tried to kill us all on a boat like a month later.
It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and you found a book on this specific monster lady, didn't you?
Yeah, and then I left the book there with none of the follow-up.
He rolls a crit on finding a book. He specifically asked to find a book based on about this person, or that would give any information on this person. He rolls a crit, and so I start telling him the kind of information that he's getting, and basically everything that was on the first couple of pages. And then he just closes the book. He's like, yep, that's all the information that I need. And just left the rest of the book. Just okay. Went for it.
We didn't need that. It's fine.
And then I went to the best sushi restaurant in town and got their most expensive ham. And that was,
You just asked for the most expensive dish, and you got a ham!
Yeah, I mean, you go to...
It was really high priced.
You go to a sushi restaurant, and the most expensive item is not sushi. I mean, it's just common knowledge.
Yeah, it's always ham. Every sushi restaurant has its ham.
For context, that was very baked during that session and forgot that he has to go to a sushi restaurant.
It was so good.
And so he asked for the most expensive item or the expensive dish on the menu, and I was just like, oh, sure. And the waiter comes out with a big haunch of ham wrapped in bacon. and then they promptly reminded me that it was a sushi restaurant. I was like, oh yeah, wrapped in seaweed.
See, but I'm kind of an asshole, so I then have not let this live down ever. So every time we go back to this town, we gotta go get our sushi ham. Except last time we were there, I got scammed by Patrick Warburton. And now I don't want to go back there.
Patrick Warburton is great at scamming people. You guys know what I mean.
He's a great man. He jumped off a ship with two spears right into a crack and lived. He's a great man.
Oh man, you guys better get ready for the next episode of Garterra there, because oh my god, it's gonna be crazy. But what about you guys? What about you, Squirrel? What's your favorite story so far?
Back to the remembering part.
All right, Thor, what about you? What's your favorite part so far from the campaign that we've done? She's thinking intently.
Yeah, remembering is really hard. I'm sorry.
What, old six?
For context, I also, every session, I remind them by giving them a brief summary of what happened.
Recaps are very important when
you spoke every session. Yeah, so Dungeon Master 101, make sure that you take down some recap information so that way your players, if they don't remember exactly what happened, you can remind them what happened, especially if you're like me and you're a stoner, so you forget things all the time. because there was actually, for a while, I was naming everybody the same name because I forgot who I gave the name to. And so there's, like, four or five Faraborgs in the world that the players have just interacted with because they just...
The quad or quintuplets are out there.
Yeah, and because that's one of the cooler names that I could think of, because I'm just making names as I go along. But... Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Pretty soon we're going to start on our LA Confidential. I forgot that I packed all of our bowls with a little bit of Keef. I gave you guys the little jar if you wanted to sprinkle that on top. And we're going to get into the fastest high, because Keef gets you high really, really fast. And then... Yeah, I've saved that Keef up for like 3 months since I decided that I was gonna do this podcast, because I was like, man, I just wanna have a spot where we have a ton of Keef, and what a better, and it's also for 420, so I mean, it's like, it's such a great time. Also, K-pop, I want you to continue to do your science quarter every episode so far.
All right.
That's pretty great.
I will make sure that we are educated. I would like the citizens of our podcast, all of our viewers, everyone who watches our podcast, to be really happy and informed in society. So I will make them my sciences.
Oh man, I hope when I get the theme song for that, I can get like Bill Nye the Science Guy, but redone for K-pop the Science Corner or something, you know?
K-pop the Science Corner? Are you turning me into the Science Corner? I owned
or K-pop
it before.
Science Corner, you know?
I've been demoted.
No, but I mean, like, you know, just kind of get, like, a spoof on that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel you. You're gonna use your spoof of the song to turn me into a corner? I'm a little confused on what the plan is here. I just know I don't like it.
No, it's basically, yeah, it's basically, I mean, yeah, you guys can light up your joints right now. I mean, yeah, I already kind of got it a little bit lit. It's at the point where I'm gonna have to obviously light it again, but I just remembered the key, so it was like, shit.
You think Kiefer Sutherland ever smoked some Keef? Because it's in his name, you know?
You know, I don't know. I've never looked up if Kiefer Sutherland has ever smoked pot in his life.
Hold on. I got this. I'm our investigative journalist, so I'll...
You're a very intense investigative journalist. What's on your mind, Goose?
Has Kiefer Sutherland done a weed?
Kiefer Sutherland?
Yes.
There it is.
Oh, I'm very curious.
Why is Urban Dictionary the first thing that comes up? What the fuck?
Why not? But yeah, so we're almost at the end, guys. The end is nigh for this first episode.
The end is high.
The end is high.
Cause it rhymed.
Yeah, good joke.
But I guess I want to add a little bit more to the D&D portion. So I'm gonna tell one of my favorite stories. This was from a D&D campaign that I was in. Like 5 or 6 years ago. It was the longest campaign I'd ever been in. Like, we played for 4 years, or so, or 3 years. And we were only at, like, level 9 by the time I ended up, falling out of it. I found out that they're still playing the same campaign to this day. And, my old DM was like, oh yeah, you're welcome back whenever you want, yeah. And, so one of the, and it's funny because we all have, favorite crit stories that happen in D&D, because sometimes crits are insanely crazy. So there's one that I specifically like that ended up being two times that the same thing happened. The first time was I was an archer, and I was in a crow's nest of a pirate ship, and another pirate ship came along to us, and we started fighting with the shipmates. Or the pirate crew there, I was looking around while it was my turn. I ended up finding out who the captain was, and I lit my arrow on fire and looked at the DM, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna shoot directly at that guy, two shots with the multi shot, and so I rolled and it was just a crit, and immediately I killed the captain, set the boat on fire, and ended the fight. And then right afterwards, he was like, oh yeah, you know, it's not like you need to get any information out of him or anything. And then the second one, which it was basically the same event, I was in a crow's nest again, and the same campaign. And we actually had a bunch of dirge who came up, and they were trying to get one of our party members, because he had this armor piece that they wanted to get the entire thing of. But anyway, so we asked for our party member, and I looked down at the captain, because it was still like a surprise round, because nothing had started, and I was like, hey captain, can I give him our answer? And our captain was like, yep, and then boom, rolled a crit, killed the dirge immediately, and then the crew jumped ship, and we ended up winning a ship off of that without getting any information. And that's like, those are some of my my favorite ones to talk about and to mention, and I actually brought that up to them, and they were like, yeah, those are the same stories that we talk about all the time, too, when we talk about, or when they talk about me. So it's really funny that we ended up with the same funny stories without talking in so long.
It's crazy how stories work.
Yeah, I can tell everyone's kind of at that point now where we've all started our final joint here. Which is the LA Confidential. Ooh, that's right. I wanted to talk about the LA Confidential's healing properties for a minute before we get into the...
Oh, right.
Well, this will actually be the strain of the week, the LA Confidential. So, shit, I guess I should give it the intro that I wanted to give it. Welcome, folks. This is the strain of the week. And I'm going to add some, like, echoes and shit like that.
Hold on, good job.
Echo.
But yeah, so the strain of the week for this episode is LA Confidential. And one of the things that I really wanted to talk about is its healing properties. Or its magical properties. I don't really know how to explain it. But so the Dusty Rhodes strain that I have, it... When I got it originally, it was dry and fell apart very easily, and it was dusty, so I named it Dusty Rhodes because the guy didn't give me the name. So I still had some of that when I got the LA Confidential, and that was, you know, dry. You could break up just by touching it. And so I put the LA Confidential in the jar, left the Dusty Rhodes in there for a week with the jar, and then boom, the Dusty Rhodes is back to life. Like, it's squishy, it's not very dusty, it's crazy. So I have to recommend LA Confidential just for that fact alone. Yeah, it's crazy. K-pop?
Yeah, go ahead and just edit one in there.
Yep. K-pop.
We gotta have an oopsie counter somewhere. Going up on the fridge.
Yep. Oopsie button.
Yeah. Oh, and then it says oopsie.
New segment.
Be a large waste of our money.
Yes. New segment. We gotta do it. Like an easy button, basically. Man, look at that. I already forgot what I was gonna say.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. Unbelievable.
That's the power of LA Confidential. But that's, now I remember. So LA Confidential, you actually had some of the LA Confidential. You said it was some of the toughest weed to grind.
Yeah, it was Sticky Friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not feel like letting my hands not hurt.
this is why I set up this show like this, because I don't know if you guys are going to be laughing as much as I'm going to be laughing here, but by the end of the episode, we're all baked out of our minds. So it just gets...
See, here's my thing. Philosophically, I'm very interested on how funny it will be for other people. Just, like, on a real level. Because... I mean, it might be. We're just kind of high idiots right now. Like,
yep.
I had a fucking science core, and I'm pretty sure nothing in there was science, so...
People love...
Edit that out. We can't let them know the secrets.
People love Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Fallon is laughing throughout all of his segments as it is. So I mean, like,
oh, I don't think us laughing is a problem.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. Yeah. I think it would be more fucked up if all of us were telling jokes and then we all just stood there deadpan.
And the joke, silence.
My joke is done now. Please proceed.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
like sitcoms when they, they take out the laugh track? Or like Big Bang Theory and stuff like that, and it's just so uncomfortable.
Oh,
why
yeah.
was Big Bang Theory the one you went to?
Because that show is awful.
Okay, good. That's the right answer.
The claps and it's... Or the, oh my god.
They the took out the... Yeah, the crowd. The live studio audience.
Yes.
But yeah, there was also, did you see the one with Friends where they did that to a monologue that Ross had?
Yeah.
He sounded like a serial killer. It was terrifying. Like, yeah, no, deadpan silence would not be good. But I hope you know at some point now we're going to have a deadpan silence piece.
You know, we're not going to be able to manage that. I like that I just combined all the words in the middle of my sentence, huh? I just made one kind of master word to solve all those problems.
Yeah, basically. It was intense. Yeah, we're at the point where we're high as fuck. We're silly as fuck because of how silly high we are. So I think we're gonna call that episode. This episode's probably gonna barely be on,
420.
Like, it's gonna be at the end of 420, basically, because I'm taking so long. I'm gonna have to edit some stuff in here, too, and...
Yeah, there's a couple oopsies, huh?
Mm-hmm. And I'll have to count those oopsies up, and who had those oopsies, and then we'll put them on the fridge.
I believe, yes. If I remember correctly, the score is you have two oopsies, mm-hmm. I have one, and
Thor
has one. Oh, well, now I have two. God damn it. God damn it. first this oh, one time.
And now you're tied for first.
Oh, golly gee.
So on that note, we're going to call it. Thank you for joining us at the High Society at the Whip. Have a good day, folks.
Merry Christmas.